just sank in. He turned it over, looked at the sharp edges grunting and shaking like a dog shitting peach seeds. After a while, he said, "She's lost her powers, but she hasn't lost what she knew. And that was knowledge enough to conquer half a world and tame the 10 who were taken. She'd be one big prize for any wizard who could lay hands on her." There you go. I closed my eyes and tried to sleep. It took me a while. Chapter 21. The old man sat quietly. When he moved at all, he did so slowly and carefully. His status was ambiguous. He had chased these people across a continent, damned near killing himself, and for what? For nothing, that's what, for nothing. They were lunatics. They ought to be locked up for their own protection. The woman watched him from about 20 feet to his left. She was a blue-eyed, stringy-haired blonde, about 5 feet 6 inches tall, in her middle 20s. She had a square jaw, a too broad, lumpy bottom, and a goofy manner that made you wonder if anybody was home behind those watery eyes. And for all that, there was something strongly sensual there. She was deaf and mute. She could communicate only via sign language. She was in charge. She was Darlin, the White Rose, the one who had put an end to the lady's dark dominion. How the hell could that be? It didn't add up. Off to his right was a man who watched him with the warmth of a snake. He was tall, lean, dusky, hard as a stone, with less sense of humor. These days he dressed in black, which had to be a statement of some sort, but who could tell what? He would not talk. He flat refused, which is why they called him Silent. He was a wizard himself. The tools of his trade lay scattered around him, as though he expected their unwilling guest to try something. Silent's eyes were as black as jet, hard as diamonds, and friendly as death. Damn it. A man made one mistake, and 400 years later, they still wouldn't let him live it down. There were 3 more of them around somewhere. Brothers with the surname Torque, who seemed to have no given names. They went by absurdities like Paddlefoot, Donkey Dick, and Brother Bear, except that Donkey Dick became Stubby when Darling was in listening distance, even though she couldn't hear. All 4 men worshipped her, and it was obvious to everyone but her that the one called Silent entertained romantic ambitions. Lunatics. Every single one. Something behind him yelled, "Seth Chalk, what treachery are you up to now?" Man exploded in giggles. Wearily, for the 1000th time, he replied, "Call me Bowmans. I haven't used Seth Chalk since I was a boy." He did not look around. It had been a long, long time since he had been